Greetings and welcome to another riveting episode of Missionary to Mars. Missionary to Mars is based on the book by Lucas Kitchen, published and produced by Free Grace International. For more from FGI, visit the website at freegrace.in. You can reach us directly by email, info@freegrace.in. We present to you episode 3. Last time on Missionary to Mars, Eustace sought passage off-world and crossed paths with Captain Mariana Byrne and her unique crew in a bustling space market. Without further ado, let's jump in.
Chapter 3, Bargain. As Eustace stepped out of the shipwright's shop, a notification pinged in his Cortex display. An unknown caller was trying to contact him. He gulped hard, thinking of the events earlier that day. He gestured to decline the call. It went straight to vid message. He motioned to play the video as it was being recorded. The head of a skinny, sunken-eyed man appeared on Eustace's display.
Eustace Wade Grimes. This is Chief Logistics General Manager Hexa, AI Assistant to the Admiral in the Office of Dissidence Management. I'm legally required to notify you that you are registered on GovCorp's Dangerous Dissident Database. A formal manhunt has been initiated. You will be terminated on capture. As a convenience, we will turn your remains over to reclamation at no extra cost. If you wish to save GovCorp subscribers the expense of hunting you down, you can turn yourself in at the nearest GovCorp facility. If you attempt to evade capture, your case officer will apprehend you at his earliest available opening. Admiral Koenig Strafe has been assigned to your case and will ensure your capture and termination if you choose not to turn yourself in. Your last known whereabouts are recorded as, let's see.
There was a brief pause as Hexa's eyes darted to the data.
Ah, there you are, Earth's best shipwright and parts. Houston City, your assigned case officer is on his way.
Hexa lowered his voice to a subdued monotone.
On a personal note, I've worked for Admiral Strafe for years. He wants you to run. It isn't any fun if you turn yourself in.
Hexa's voice returned to its normal drawl.
Okay, that does it for us at the Office of Dissidence Management. Have yourself a wonderful day.
The message clicked to black, and Eustace remembered to breathe for the first time in 3 minutes. Admiral Strafe? He knew of Strafe by reputation. Who didn't? Eustace gripped the handle of his duffel bag so hard his knuckles went white. He looked around. Standing a few paces off were Rudwick, Enzo, and Captain Mariana. They were having a heated discussion outside the door of Earth's best shipwright and parts. Under normal circumstances, Eustace would not have interrupted an ongoing conversation, especially one that was proceeding with such vehement urgency, but these were not normal circumstances.
Let's get off this rock,
Captain Mariana was saying to the others.
We'll try that shipwright in Aldrin City on Moon. The sooner we're out from under this heavy G, the better.
She lifted the bottle to her lips and eased her nerves with the warm liquid.
Bezos City be better choice,
Rudwick said.
Could go to Flubs Craft Parts. It only be a short flight over to Europa.
Flubs! The only thing you're going to get at Flubs Parts is a blood disease. Plus, Europa is 657.65 million kilometers away at this point in the orbital.
The big man bristled, as if each of the kid's words were little daggers driving deep into his skin.
Have you been listening? Without the transponder, we won't be able to land at GovCorp-regulated ports.
The kid turned to Captain Mariana.
But Cap, we can't make an appearance in Aldrin City either. We don't want a repeat of last time we were there. We wouldn't survive a second run-in with Mayor Skurg.
Maybe, maybe no,
Rudwick growled.
What are you talking about, you brainless loaf? I'm relaying unassailable facts here.
Maybe it be a truth, brat, but you need to learn the manners, and I be the one to teach them to you.
He lifted his metallic fist in the air and looked as if he were going to strike.
Hey there,
Eustace said, ducking his hand and giving an awkward wave as he stepped forward.
Remember me from like 4 minutes ago?
The conversation stopped and all eyes looked at him. They were not pleased to be interrupted.
So, I'm going to cut to the chase. I need a ride. And from the sound of it, you guys need some help with a busted transponder. I see a kind of providence here. You see, I believe in... Actually, I better save that part for another time. My point is, if you need that, then I need a ride. I was thinking, I mean, after all...
Get to the point, mister. You can do it. One word after the other. Before you know it, you've arrived at some punctuation, and everyone has a clue what you're asking.
Sorry. I worked for Calm Interplanetary for 5 years. I can fix your transponder.
Eustace pointed to the device with frayed wires in Captain Mariana's hand.
Looks like a Galaxy 4 AIS Transcendence unit. If I could just take a look.
He reached for it, but she pulled back quickly. Rudwick put a metal hand in his chest and pressed painfully against his sternum.
Why are you sweating so much?
He do bear a mighty sheen.
Are you sick or something? Your hands are shaking.
Oh no!
Enzo said, covering his mouth.
He's got the sickness and I was talking to him unprotected.
I don't have a sickness,
Eustace said as Enzo gagged.
The truth is, I have a very important mission. You see, I'm a planter.
Looks more like you're a runner. Anyone in such a hurry to get off Earth has trouble screaming up their tailpipe. You in trouble?
No. Well, yes, but that's not why I'm trying to get off Earth.
He paused and ran his fingers through his hair.
I mean, it's not. But it is why I'm in such a hurry. I have a very important mission. And if the trouble catches up with me, it's all for nothing. I really need to get off this rock, like, right away. That's why I'm sweating. My hands are shaking because my only other plan was to enlist with that fat security brigade recruiter back there. But I just learned that won't work. You guys are my only option, and time is running out.
What kind of trouble be to your taste?
I'd rather tell you about why my mission is so important. I need to get to Musk City. Mars. I plan to plant some very important ideas.
Mariana put her hand in the air.
Look, Guy. I'm sorry, but we have our own kind of trouble. We don't need to pile yours on top. Come on, boys.
Rudwick followed her as she left. Eustace closed his eyes, dropped his duffel bag, and put his hands over his face.
Do you want to stay here and cry about it, or do you want some help?
Eustace opened his eyes and looked past the fingers that covered his face. The kid had stayed behind, letting the others go.
You'll help me?
Enzo didn't answer, but continued with his own line of thought.
Sorry about the captain. She's all business, no heart. Or all heart, no business. I'm not sure which, really, because in this case, she's making the wrong decision. That's probably a no-business situation. Anyway, we need our transponder fixed, and we can't get a repair manual to do it. Ever since GovCorp blocked the right-to-fix charter, we've been falling apart without knowing how to tape the thing back together. So we're stuck. If you know how to do it, we should take the risk.
Yes, yes!
Eustace leaped.
I can do it. I really appreciate it.
Do you have a wrist chip?
No, we don't really use them on Earth because...
Eustace paused when Enzo put one finger in the air. With his other hand, he gestured to open his comm app.
Hey, Captain.
Enzo said through his internal communicator.
I'm going to hit the toy shop. I'll meet you guys back at the ship.
Enzo smiled after a brief pause.
Of course. I play with toys all the time. You didn't know?
He gestured to end the call and returned his attention to Eustace.
I don't play with toys. I'm 13, by the way.
Okay.
And since you're 29, that means you were only 16 when Mom had me. You are a single dad, widowed at 20, grandma died, and you just got custody of me, which is why you know nothing about me. Got it?
What?
Repeat it.
Eustace mumbled.
You're my kid. Grandma died. And what was the other thing?
Sheesh. Normal person memory freaks me out. How do you people get by with a brain like a drain? Grandma died, and you got custody. You've got it, right?
Yeah, I have it, but I'm not really comfortable lying.
Come on. We don't want to miss the transport elevator. It'd be 12 hours before another comes, and judging by the layer of perspiration on your forehead, I'm guessing you won't make it that long.
Next time on Missionary to Mars, Eustace grapples with the challenges of space travel for the first time, a complicated partnership with Enzo, and the menacing pursuit of Admiral Kinnig Strafe, who has marked him as a target. Thank you for being part of today's adventure with Missionary to Mars. Missionary to Mars is based on the book by Lucas Kitchen, published and produced by Free Grace International. For more from FGI, visit the website at freegrace.in. You can reach us directly by email, info@freegrace.in.